Good morning, a Thursday morning, and that means Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal and AllOtSego.com, joins us back from a brief hiatus. Hi, Jim.
Hi, David.
Well, you have a scoop this morning. Tell us what the story is.
We got a call last week from a neighbor in the West Lawrence neighborhood in the southwest part of the county. He'd just gotten a call from a land agent looking to lease his fallow farmland for a 3,000-acre solar farm, which is a little more than 2 miles by 2 miles in size. After he met with the agent, he was even more excited. The company, Stork LLC, was offering $1,000 per year per acre. Well, a lot of the folks in that neighborhood are living on Social Security alone, but have farms that are 200, 250, 300 acres in size, so we're talking some money. In following up, it seems Stork is interested in West Lawrence because Marcy South, the high power line that's been bringing hydropower from Quebec to New York City for a few decades now, runs right through it. The idea is to generate the electricity, then just plug it into Marcy South and send it to the New York metropolitan area. It turns out Stork's CEO is a 30-something Morrisville grad, Ryan Stork, who's worked for both wind and solar companies and set out on his own in 2017. He's putting together a very similar project, 3,000 acres for production of 320 megawatts in the towns of Concord and Sardinia near Geneseo. He's working there with EDF Renewables, a French renewable energy company. 320 megawatts is a lot of power, enough, it seems, to serve 120,000 homes in the Northeast. I got in touch with Jim Den, State Public Service Commission spokesman, and he said this project would be among the biggest in the state if it goes through. It's so big, the licensing will be handled by a state siting board, chaired by PSC Chairman Jim Rohde. And if I understand Den right, will include the commissioners of the DEC, NYSERDA, and the Health and Economic Development Departments, plus two residents of the West Lawrence area. Before submitting an application, Stork has to control 80% of the 3,000 acres. And according to Bill Martin, a former Lawrence supervisor we talked to, it already has leases on 2,100 acres, 70-some percent, so it's almost there. Now think about it, David. 3,000 acres at $1,000 an acre is $3 million a year. That's a sizable injection of cash, particularly in an impoverished neighborhood. Still, a county planner, Danny Lappin, who is also a circuit-riding planner, put it this way. It's a big test of the county's willingness to accept these kinds of facilities. I guess the question is, are we serious about renewable energy, or aren't we? We'll find out.
Interesting story. We'll continue to follow it. Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and AllOtSego.com. And you heard it here first, folks. Jim, thanks as always. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you, sir.